I promise you, Ben White will be back in the studio at some point. But he's out and busy. You know, he was speaking to some folks up in North Texas a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, today is the Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook event. And so you're over there at the Hilton. So I thank you for taking a few minutes to chat with us this morning.
Yeah, well, Scott, thank you. And I don't know why you don't let me come into the studio.
Well, I really will. It'll be okay. You know, and you don't have to dress up. Your workout clothes are okay. You've been here like that before. But anyway, you're over at the Hilton for really a situation that generally makes people feel pretty good. And while they may not feel as good when it's over today, we have a pretty nice bubble here in Bryan College Station.
You know, Scott, we are absolutely blessed. And, you know, you're exactly right. At the end of the day, we don't know what kind of information we will receive. Even whether it'll be good, bad, but everyone is optimistic here. I've been, they've had coffee with the mayor for the last 30, 45 minutes, and everybody's upbeat and optimistic, and we're hoping we receive some good economic forecast.
Now, tell me some of the things that you were able to share with the participants as far as what the vision looks like in College Station, because, you know, there's not any doubt sales tax revenues have fallen in both cities, and you kind of
right.
get used to that, but you're having to budget for the future, and at least from what I understand, you've had to rework the budget already that you approved in October.
Sure. Exactly. And even though Mayor Connolly and myself did not have formal presentations this morning, we were mingling with the guests, and obviously we were talking about the economic situation. College Station, and I can only speak for them, again, has been blessed. Have we been negatively impacted with the economy nationwide? Absolutely, we have. We've had to look at tightening our belts. We are fortunate we've not had to lay anyone off. We've not replaced some open positions. There have been no salary increases whatsoever in 2010. But that being said, I met with the city manager and the financial officer just the other day. We're still looking carefully to see if there's going to be need for more belt tightening efforts that will need to take place. Our sales tax for the last cycle was down again, but not to the extent that we had forecast. So if there's a silver lining in that dark cloud, that would be it. So we're hoping for the best, and we're seeing some house starts that are coming back. We're seeing some commercial ventures that are on the horizon, and we should start any day now with the construction of the new HEB out on the south side. Lowe's well underway. So overall, we're pleased given the economic climate.
Yeah, and it's Ben White joining us this morning, and he's at the Economic Outlook Conference. And, you know, in talking to our general manager, just left a national conference in D.C., he said, you just don't have any idea. I mean, you just...
Exactly.
Until you talk to people from the other parts of the nation, it's just amazing what we are experiencing here, these two cities. Bryan talking about adding development for new businesses there. Lowe's is working 7 days a week, along with St. Joseph south of town, as you mentioned, so it's a good thing. Tell me, as you look at the agenda for your meeting tomorrow night, what pops out at you, things that
let me share a couple items. If you believe it or not, we're just a few years away from the city of College Station celebrating its 75th birthday.
Wow.
So we're beginning to make some plans, so the council tomorrow will get a preliminary look at what some of those celebration events might be. We have been involved through our planning and development department of revisiting and enhancing and trying to make stronger and more sustainable our neighborhood programs, whether it's development services, whether it's neighborhood services, whether it's code enforcement, make our neighborhoods more livable, and we'll get briefed on that. That's been very successful at this point. Got a report just last night relative to the neighborhoods and the students, the rental property issues. Apparently there's been less complaints filed with the police department or other city agencies relative to noise or things of this nature, less this year than in many, many years in recent memory. So I think these various programs to communicate better with our neighbors and with the university is working, and for that I'm thankful. Another item that we'll be talking about and beginning to discuss, and I give Bryan all the credit with their Texas Red signature event that they have. We're looking to do something. We're researching the possibility of doing something similar. So we're going to get a preliminary report tonight on what we might consider for a special community event or a signature event. So that excites me.
Well, now let's talk about that for a minute. Where would you place that geographically in the city?
Well, at this point in time, Scott, we're looking to, and what's on the drawing board is going to be as exciting, and I think it's going to be well-received over at Wolfpin Creek.
Okay.
We're going to try to make that into a destination location for many activities that take place in the city. We're working right now. In fact, yesterday afternoon, the Wolfpin Creek Oversight Board was reviewing plans for a water feature that'll go there. We've had money allocated on the books for a number of years now, I think $1.2 million that will be used for a water feature, and I saw the preliminary plans, and it's exciting.
Now, talk to me just a little bit about, I think also y'all are looking at, or you're going to discuss in workshop, the idea of a non-voting student representative on city council. Kind of what's the nuts and bolts of that?
Okay. Apparently, Scott, and this is before my time here, but we've had that person on the council in years past.
Mm-hmm.
It worked very well. I cannot find anybody that can tell me why it was discontinued, but I have talked to people when I go to these various U.S. Conference of Mayors, and they had this position in university communities where they have a non-voting student on the council just as a sounding board, a conduit, if you will, between the student population and the city. I totally support this concept. The A&M Student Senate is bringing forward a resolution that they approved some months past to request the city consider this position on the board. And I emphasize it is a non-voting position, but they'll have all the rights and privileges of discussion, asking questions, receiving answers, things of this nature. So I'm excited about this possibility.
All right. Anything else that you got for us this morning?
Let me say one more thing,
please.
If I may.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming up in April to the census. I just would encourage all your listeners and all our citizens to take this effort very, very seriously. The population that's assigned to a city at the end of this process is extremely important to those cities as they request various federal funds. And obviously that does a lot of work for us. Money's from Washington, so it's our tax dollars coming back home, and that's a lot of those dollars and amounts of those dollars is predicated on what our census is. So I would encourage our citizens to take this process very, very seriously and work with the census takers to get an accurate count.
All right, certainly do that. See you in a couple of weeks in the studio, if not before.
I will do my best to be in that studio.
All right, thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Scott.
See you. All right, bye. That's Ben White, mayor of College Station. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aggieland Lighting Center.